too well I knew how Naomi would scheme to make her dream come true. But Ruth herself had begun to be my dream of life. Therefore, when I lay asleep by the heaps of the grain after the harvest feast, to me it was no more surprise than dream-fed joy to find, when with the moon I awoke, Ruth lying on the threshing floor at my feet, her flowing hair now covering them, and her body half covered by my cloak. I knew from her modesty it would not be she who now took this step, and in the moonlight asked me the traditional question for betrothal between woman and man in my country. Master, is it in truth your wish to cover me with the skirts of your robe? So, softly in the peace of the night, I spoke to her half out my dream these tremulous words, which then became the plight of my troth to Ruth for all time. Yet you have shunned the young men, maybe for the same reason that I am distrustful of many, men and women too. But you I trust, and have trusted from the first day when, working tirelessly in the field, your one pause in the morning was to stop, and in silence, in a sort of amazed joy, a prayer without praying, simply to gaze across the wind's gently interwoven crop of the gold barley heads, and then to run your hand with open fingers through the nodding, windswept heads, as though the ease of true life was then added to the cool, soft breeze from the distant sea. And then again, when I first approached and questioned you, on the morning of the second day, and you raised your head, raised your eyes, and told me how, on the sunset of the day before, walking back through the stubble with bare feet, you felt its pain to be atonement for all you'd done wrong, while, like the earth's music for a new song, as your feet passed through it, you could clearly hear the stubble make a sound like a dulcimer. It was then that I knew what I truly can now say to you. Ruth of Moab, I, Boaz, a Jew, adore you, and in love wish to take you, adored one, to be my wife. And she looked long at me, in eyes deep in compassion and beginning to flow with the purest of waters that God above allows to appear on this our earth, the tears released at the birth of love.